This is Fresh Air. Over the last 30 years, jazz drummer Billy Drummond has made hundreds of records with, among many, many others, horn players John Faddish, Javon Jackson, and Marty Ehrlich, and pianist Renee Rosnes, Steve Kuhn, and Carla Bley. He also records as a leader. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Drummond's new quartet album is a treat.
Billy Drummond's quartet on Jackie McLean's Little Melanie. The sound of a drummer keeping time on ride cymbal is a familiar jazz marker, maybe even a jazz cliche. True, some drummers keeping time sound like they're on autopilot, self-hypnotized. But not the best ones, like Billy Drummond. His ride cymbal beat is lively, varied, and full of passing cross rhythms. The sound of a musician fully engaged, hearing and reacting to everything happening around him. Saxophonist Dana Stevens with Billy Drummond's quartet, Freedom of Ideas, from their new album, Valse Sinister. The leader doesn't take many solos, but he doesn't need standalone spots to show his stuff. He conducts a lot of side business while keeping time. Great jazz drummers are motivators, prodding their comrades and making sure everything swings in an interactive way. This is Micah Thomas on piano. The title track of Valse Sinister is a gem of a waltz by Drummond's old boss, Carla Bley. Dana Stevens plays it on soprano sax, whose bright tone suits the melody and leaves exposed the rhythm section's sideways moves underneath. On bass is Desron Douglas. Valse Sinister by Carla Bley. The slow ballad and one standard on the album Valse Sinister is David Raxon's 1944 movie theme, Laura. Billy Drummond's quiet grace with wire brushes reminds me of the great tap dancer Bill Robinson doing a rhythmic shuffle on a sandy surface. But Drummond can also be a little contrary. Thank you. On Billy Drummond's album, Valse Sinister, there's also music by pianist Stanley Cowell and Frank Kimbrough and drummer Tony Williams and by members of the band. The quartet revived the late trombonist Gratian Moncour's Frankenstein from 1963, a minor tune with odd chord changes, the kind of offbeat choice that helps make this album a treat. It's not surprising that a leader in the habit of attentive listening would turn up some good old tunes that other folks overlook.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the book Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film, and he writes for Point of Departure and the Audio Beat. He reviewed the new album Valse Sinister by Billy Drummond's quartet, Freedom of Ideas.